This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Orioles are having full squad workouts as we get closer to opening day. Spring training games will be here before you know it. And the Red Sox have made a couple of money moves this offseason. Let's talk some Red Sox and the rest of the AL East. Rob Bradford covers the Red Sox for WEEI. Also has an Odyssey podcast. Baseball isn't boring. He joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Rob, thanks as always for joining us. So let's start with the Red Sox. What did you think of their offseason?
Good. Yeah, it's become a little spicier in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Because you obviously have the Alex Bregman press conference, and then you have Rafael Devers not wanting to move off third. But it's honestly, it feels back to when the Red Sox were good. You know, when you had a little bit of disgruntled veterans or some spiciness when it comes to like the sit downs and the bench leading into spring training. And then you have really, really good players around all the controversy. And at the end of the day, you're usually in it, and you've spent money, and you feel good, and you got attention, and you've pushed away apathy. And I think that for me, that's the biggest thing, is that this organization, really before this offseason, they saw the apathy creeping in. They saw that this was not going in the right direction. And that's why you hear them link with Soto. That's why you hear them link with Max Fried. That's why they go out and get Crochet. That's why they go out and get Bregman, because ownership knew. And you know, I think there's a different vibe right now around this team.
So I guess is the sentiment that, look, Cora is a master communicator. He knows how to handle personalities, and that, you know, he'll get the genie back in the bottle. Or is there any concern that, well, if he is such a great communicator, like, why didn't they kind of smooth this over with Devers beforehand?
Yeah, well, I think they tried. You know, they kept saying every time this topic came up with Devers moving off third, whether it was the idea of Bregman coming in or trading for Arenado, whatever it is, they said, well, whatever, if we do anything, we're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to him. And they end up talking to him. They talked to him last Friday, but that didn't go well. That was met with, hey, Rafi, we're thinking about moving you to DH or first base at least sometimes. And his answer was the exact same answer he gave the media yesterday. No. So I think that they tried. Now, I think Alex Cora really nailed his press conference yesterday, saying this isn't about Devers. This isn't about Cora. This is about the Red Sox. That's step one. He also said, I'm not going to tell anybody what to say when they get on that bench. That's step two. And he's also seen this. I think that I said this today. You know, nobody's ever retired from switching in position. They've gotten upset. They've gotten surly about it, but no one's ever retired. And I think they're playing this card too. We don't know definitively that he's moving off third base. They still have some time here before they have to make that ultimate decision.
We also know that the Red Sox are going to have a new closer, Rob, with Kenley Jansen not returning. They have a couple options there, but who do you expect to be that guy in the ninth?
Well, I think that, so that's the thing, is that this team is set up pretty well across the board. You have a good starting rotation. You have a good lineup. You've improved defensively and everything. And the bullpen's the one thing where you have good arms, but you don't have that definitive guy said that guy has done it. Now, I hear you. Liam Hendricks has done it. There's no question about it. But he's coming off an injury. He didn't pitch at all last year, with the exception of some minor league rehab outings. So you don't know exactly where you're going to get for him. Chapman, I wouldn't close in a million years, just because, yeah, you know, Aroldis Chapman is what he is. He throws hard. He gets out sometimes, but he also walks a lot of guys. You have a guy, Justin Slayton, who throws hard. He's a Rule 5 guy last year, did well. But again, Rule 5 guy last year, cart before the horse. Garrett Whitlock is an intriguing guy to me. I think that, you know, if I had to put money on it right now and beat long odds, I would not be surprised if Garrett Whitlock lands as the closer. But still, you know, I think that that is the biggest uncertainty when it comes to a team that's pretty well positioned, I think, everywhere else.
We're talking with Rob Bradford's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, Rob, let's stay in the division and come down to where we are in Baltimore. What did you think of the Orioles offseason, and where do they slot in this division, in your opinion?
I got to be honest with you. I've been down in Florida for about a week now. The Orioles have come up a lot, and it hasn't really been in a great way.
Yeah.
It was like, what are they doing? And it really, and I know that you guys don't need to hear this, but, you know, I think this is sort of just the buzz, is that, hey, yeah, last year you had the ownership takeover, you trade for Corbin Burns, and then the expectations are you're going to sign all these guys to extensions, and you're going to go on your way. And instead, you know, that you don't, yeah, sure, you lose Burns, but you don't do that again. You don't get into the deep end when it comes to the free agency. You don't make some of these uncomfortable trades along the lines, yep, that you had with Burns. And really, guys, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it does feel like there's a solution to this. They have a good team, but there's a solution to actually getting into the conversation about World Series.
Yes.
And that's simply doing what they did with Burns, and maybe that's with Dylan Cease. Get that guy. And so that, I think that's the perception of the Orioles. Good team, but not a great team, because they weren't really as proactive as it should have been.
All the projection systems, while they vary in how, by what margin they think the Yankees will win the division, I seem to be, everything I've looked at is projecting the Yankees to win the division. Pitching looks like it might be elite. Lineup, not the most formidable in the world. Defense, maybe still in question in some positions. How vulnerable are they?
I think it's like the rest of the American League. The Yankees right now have to be perceived as the favorites, but like the rest of the American League, it's not great. I mean, this is the reason why I see a team like the Orioles, mm-hmm, or the Red Sox. Like, this is your opportunity, man. Like, this isn't like you have the Dodgers sitting there.
Right.
You have the opportunity to take advantage of a flawed American League, including the Yankees. And we all know, like, you know, fortunately, the Baseball is a Boring podcast got a lot of play because how many times Joe Kelly said the Yankees stink, you know, off the World Series. But, you know, they kind of did in some ways.
Yeah.
They weren't a great World Series team. So, you know, I think that they are flawed. Now, I do love Devin Williams. I love, yeah, their bullpen. I love the top of the rotation. I think they're going to be a good team. But as I said before, I just think there's still an opportunity here. And I think the Red Sox saw that. And I do think the Orioles, if they just, like, trading for Dylan Cease, man, like, I just think the perception changes so hard.
Well, Rob, we're not talking about the Blue Jays fighting for the top of the division. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. said that he's cutting off talks now that spring training is underway. How do you see that playing out with the Blue Jays as a whole? And if they get off to a slow start, could they look to deal Vlad?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think that if there's any room for interpretation of the trade deadline, they're going to trade them. I mean, you can't get caught in the vortex of, oh, well, we might be in it, and then you let Vlad walk. You just can't do that. And the Blue Jays are interesting because in the last few years, I thought this is a really, really talented team. And they've sort of been a sad trombone. Yeah, they made the playoffs a couple of years ago, but still, I thought that at times they were the most talented team, and they made some interesting acquisitions. You know, you have Hoffman, you have some other guys. So it wasn't like they didn't do anything this offseason, and they could absolutely come out of nowhere and contend, and all of a sudden Vlad's on the team, and there you go. You're keeping him until the end of the year. But, you know, I still think that you better understand, you better know that you're in it when the trade deadline comes around if you're going to hold on to this guy. Because you can get a boatload for him, and you know, and it sure, guys, it sure does not feel like this is going to be a situation where you're going to be able to keep Vlad Guerrero. In fact, I would say this. You made your best offer to Vlad Guerrero. I've seen this time and time again. Make your absolute best offer. He says no. If you feel right now that you can get a ton for him, which you can get absolutely more now than you did at the trade deadline, then deal him. Like, deal him. Because you made your best effort. You know he's not going to stay, so move on.
Rob, let's finish with Tampa. What do you make of them?
Well, we always say don't count out Tampa, although we kind of, last year was the first year where that kind of came like, oh, okay, finally. You know, the things that we thought that were going to happen with Tampa sort of did, but that was only after a million guys got hurt. So I still don't count them out, and I will say this about Tampa. You know, they got McClanahan back. They have guys coming back. They have pitchers coming back. And it's just a weird thing with them, right, is that we just keep doing this over and over and over again, and they just keep hanging. They just keep competing. And it is amazing to me that Kevin Cash is the longest tenure manager. And it's also amazing to me, like, that he's an underrated manager. I mean, there's a reason why he fit there. Like, they're always good. He's unassuming. You know, he's done a good job, and yet, you know, I don't think we put him among the elite of managers, and really we should. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to be a really, really fascinating division, but I'll come back to it. I just think the American League is there to be had. I mean, if you're a team, be aggressive. If you're not aggressive now, surely be aggressive at the deadline.
Rob, Michael Elias has a supercomputer that's played out every game in the American League over the next 5 years. So trust me, he'll know exactly when it's actually time to get real. He's got it all figured out. Just ask the owner. He's got it all figured out. He's got a crystal ball. It's amazing.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. Like, so, you know, with the owner, you have that dynamic where I remember how excited everybody was.
Uh-huh.
Has that taken a turn? Has everyone said, hey, wait a second, I thought we were going to do stuff?
The people paying attention are definitely a little concerned.
Rob, they spent $50 million this offseason.
In one-year deals.
they've done.
Yeah, and listen, I'm a huge Tyler O'Neill guy, so I don't want to. I think he's going to have a good year. I think the Red Sox should have actually gone after him a little bit. So I know that he's not the big ticket item, but hey, listen, you got to start somewhere, and so yeah. Yeah, he'll be good for you guys.
Rob Bradford, check out the podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring, and also covers the Red Sox for WEI. Rob, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys later.
Coming up next, we switch to the Terps, and they blew out Iowa on Sunday. They got USC on Thursday. We recap what we saw on Sunday. It was a tale of two halves. We'll explain next here on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.